This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Sasha is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's not getting a call back from a woman named Mandy. His email says pretty much the standard stuff. I don't know why she's not calling me back. It did say one thing. It said, I almost smashed.
Smashed?
But then got stopped.
What? Oh.
So, sorry that happened to you.
Blocked?
Yeah. Sorry that happened to you, Sasha.
Yeah.
Aww.
Before we get into things, how long has it been since you heard from Sasha, from Mandy?
Been a couple weeks.
And how many times have you tried to reach out to her since?
I mean, you know, every other night.
Every other night?
What?
Yeah.
Every other night.
That's a lot. That's so a lot. Has she responded to you at all?
No.
It might be a bit much.
Well, what did you guys do for your date?
First off, I just want to mention that she was a smoke show. She's really hot. I really wanted to hook up with her, so I wanted to make it a...
So you didn't really care about, like, dating her? This was just... You're just trying to go out and hook up?
Yeah.
Romantic.
I think I'm young. I think I deserve to have a little fun, so...
Well, was she aware of this?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I'm pretty intentional about... Okay. How I speak to girls. So
as long as you go into it being honest, then I don't see anything wrong with that. If that's right. What you want to do, that's what you want to do. But you should definitely not try to play it off of something else.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it in that way because I think it's really sterile. I'm really just flirting a lot, and you know, I'm showing sexual interest, and I think the woman should get the clue.
Yeah, no, okay. Totally agree.
Okay, wait, how did you meet her?
Tinder.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So she should have a clue.
Yeah, she should kind of know.
Exactly.
All right, well, what did you guys do?
I took her to the beach, and I know chicks love picnics, so I did a little picnic thing, and I figured the beach would be perfect because I don't want to show off, but I kind of do. I have a really nice body. I go to the gym a lot, and I want to show that off. So
you took her on a picnic so you could, you know, give her the gun show off your muscles a little bit.
Mm. Yeah.
And did she seem into them?
Yeah. She kept making, you know, sexual comments. And
what was she saying?
She didn't want me to turn her on in public like that, you know?
Oh, wow.
Okay. She said that?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So she was definitely, it seemed like, down. And she was into what you were into, just looking to hook up.
Yeah, I mean, it worked. We went back to her house, and we were messing around a little bit, but we didn't have sex. We both took a few shots of alcohol, and then we just started messing around. And then she got kind of weird, and she started saying that she has work early in the morning, mm-hmm. and that she kind of did this thing where she's kind of like, you know, not really looking at me and kind of like acting different and being like really weird.
Well, what do you think happened?
Oh, okay. nothing. I mean, I don't really know what happened. We were just messing around, and then she just got weird.
So she said she had to go to work, and I'm guessing you left at that point.
Yeah, and there's nothing to do after that.
Did she say anything about calling her again, going out again, meeting up again?
She said something about, talk soon or something weird like that.
Yeah, that doesn't scream
and
once.
Nothing.
Yeah, and I'm pretty bummed about it because I think that we had good chemistry. We'd have a lot of fun together.
All right. Aww. You just want to finish what you started, huh?
Basically.
Well, let's see if we can get that done.
All right. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and try to figure it out in your first day follow-up, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Yep, we'll do it next. It's the Jubal Show. Right in the middle of a first day follow-up, and on the phone with us is Sasha. Sasha emailed us because he's not getting a call back from a woman named Mandy. They met on Tinder, and Sasha, there's no shame in his game. He says that he's just looking to hook up with people, and Mandy also knew that when they went out on a date. They went on a picnic, went back to her house, messed around a little bit, but then all of a sudden, she told him that she had to go to work early and kicked him out, and she hasn't talked to him since, and he doesn't know why. And Sasha, you swear you didn't get weird?
No.
She's not calling you back, and we're going to call her right now, see if we can figure it out. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Mandy, please?
This is she.
Mandy, how are you? This is The Jubal Show. My name is Jubal.
Mine's Alex Fresh.
Mine's English Evan.
And The Jubal Show is a radio show, and now we're on the phone with you.
Okay. I mean, I've heard of you, but why are you calling me?
We do a segment on the show called First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and then end up not calling them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And we got an email about you from somebody who does listen to the show, probably more than you.
Okay.
His name is Sasha.
Yeah, we went out.
We know that. What we don't know is the reason that you're not calling him back. So Sasha emailed us and he told us a little bit about your day. He said that you guys met on Tinder, had a picnic, and then went back to your place and started messing around a little bit. And then all of a sudden you said you had to get up early for work and then you told him to kick rocks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want the truth,
Well, he told us that he's like super hot and in shape. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, he really was like really, really good looking. I mean, if we're going to be honest, we really didn't talk that long in Tinder, and it was really, for me, going to be pretty casual, like a hookup.
Okay.
So that was kind of my intention.
So then what happened?
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe you took him back over to your house.
Yeah, after one day of talking.
I mean, he was really good looking. We were flirting. You know, there just was chemistry there. I mean, if he closed his mouth more, it actually would have been better. I mean, honestly, the conversation wasn't that great. But I just, you know, was wanting to have fun. I wanted to have a fling, you know? I just wanted to have a fling.
And is that what ruined it for you, the conversation?
No, it didn't ruin it for me. I mean, because I knew, you know, what I wanted. And so we went back to my place and we were messing around. I mean, the kissing was good. I don't want to embarrass him, but I mean, his arms are like amazing. Like his biceps, it's like, I mean, he's a fit, big guy. Like, okay. I mean, this is like everything you picture like on the cover of a Harlequin romance novel. I swear it was just like so good looking.
Okay.
I mean, it was all physical.
And why not hook up with him?
His physical, well, it wasn't very big. It was like fun size and like little Snickers bar, and that's
fun.
Snickers bar. So you're saying he's big everywhere except the place where you were hoping.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So. It was like, it's so bad.
That's got to be super disappointing. You think somebody's so hot, and then it's just like, well.
It was like, dun, 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 dun. I mean, it was like bad.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
If it's that bad, I'm sure Sasha's aware of that. Or maybe not. Maybe he just doesn't. No.
We could tell him.
He does know now, though.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, he knows now because he's actually on the line listening and wants to talk to you. Unless he's hung up.
Oh, my God.
Sasha, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Hi, Sasha. I didn't tell me that you were on the phone. I am so sorry.
Sasha, is this a problem that you know you have?
No, it's not a problem.
What?
I mean, are you serious?
Yeah, it's not a problem. I mean, I don't know who you've been sleeping with, but maybe you just don't know that good sex isn't about that. So I don't know.
Oh, so you're going to play the card that it's how you use it? No.
No. You can play cards, but, you know, it's based on facts. So that's, you know, women based on emotions. Men, we base it on facts, and that's just factual. You can message hundreds of the girls that I've been with, and they can tell you exactly.
Maybe they're scared.
Hundreds of the girls. I think that might be an exaggeration, too, now, after hearing about your downstairs.
All right, bro. Virgin, bro.
It sounds like you might be slightly below average.
Well, I've never gotten a complaint before, so I don't know.
Okay.
Well, no one's going to, like, actually say it to your face. I mean, nobody wants to be mean. I mean, they know that you know.
Would you, if like, a guy had a real small one like that, would you tell him if you knew that you weren't going to date him for a long time, or would you just stop talking to him?
I would ghost him. I've done it plenty of times.
Right, but you wouldn't tell him. You wouldn't be like, hey, you have a real small one. That's why I'm not talking to you, right?
I'd ghost him.
Yeah, because they don't want to be mean to you.
And it's awkward,
Sasha,
probably.
That's probably why. You know, and yeah, it's an awkward conversation to have. I'll tell you how you can tell, though. I think, based on my experience, that there's a code word for it. If they don't think it's big and they don't want to tell you, and like you ask them about it or they feel like they need to share about your stuff. Has anybody ever called it perfect?
Yeah.
Yeah, usually that means it's not big enough.
How do you know that, Jubal?
I don't know. It's a joke I used to do on stage. It used to work. It's not working here, obviously.
Nobody's ever complained, and you know, you never even got a chance to see it in its full capacity, so I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't have to see it because I felt it.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask a question anyway. Mandy, would you like to go out with Sasha again on another date? We'll pay for it.
I'm going to say no.
No, don't want to give it another shot and see if full bloom is more than what you...
No, I'm good.
All right.
Sorry,
well,
Sasha.
Thank you for being honest with us. And Sasha, yeah, man, I'm sorry. It doesn't sound like you're getting
lost.
Oh, okay. Her loss.
Yeah, well, I actually already lost your number, so yeah. Bye, guys. Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.